Good evening. Thank you so much for joining us. And now the news in detail. Government has announced that the country will see an increase in tax payments made in the Chinese currency, the yuan, from 2% in 2025 to 15% in 2026, following its decision to begin collecting part of mining taxes in yuan. Addressing the media, Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Sumbekon Sokotwane said as a result, tax payments in US dollars within the mining sector will drop from 73% to 60% in 2026, while the kwacha will remain at 25% and the yuan will increase from 2% to 15%. He has explained that since China is Zambia's largest creditor, the new policy will allow for increased yuan holdings in the country's reserves, thereby reducing currency conversion costs when servicing debt. Meanwhile, Dr. Musokotwane has disclosed that only four Chinese mining companies have so far been allowed to pay taxes in yuan, with the possibility of increasing the number should the need arise.
Now, the distribution is roughly as follows as far as the mining companies are concerned. The overwhelming majority of the taxes are still paid in US dollars. 2025, dollar was what? 23%. Quarter was what? 25%. And the RMB, 2%. That was 2025. Now we come to 2026. Expectation is that the US taxes paid in US dollars will be 60%, and it is expected that 5% will be in kwacha and 15% will be in the Chinese currency.
A comprehensive environmental and social impact assessment conducted by independent consultant Applied Science and Technology Associates on Sinometals Leach Zambia Limited has revealed that the failure of Tailings Dam 15 caused significant ecological damage to water bodies and vegetation. Making a presentation during a public disclosure meeting held at Mukuba Secondary School in Kitwe, consultant Lovemore Muma said the assessment revealed high concentrations of heavy metals, including manganese, in biota found in the Chambishi River and Kafue River 1 and 2. Mr. Muma has explained that the assessment also revealed toxicity in vegetation along the Chambishi stream, adding that the ground zero ecological system was almost completely damaged. He has further noted that despite interventions that reduced acute risks, legacy contamination from Sinometals continues to impair vegetation in the affected areas.
The manganese and the zinc are metals of interest because they've shown high concentration in biota. Our conclusion from ecological point of view is that the TD15 tailings dam failure caused a significant but geographically confined ecological damage. While emergency interventions have reduced acute risk, legacy contamination in sediment originating from Sinometals tailings commit continue to impair the riparian vegetation.
Government says it has signed a contract with the Complete Construction Company to construct the first batch of 20 dams across the country this year. In an interview, Water Development and Sanitation Minister Collins Nzovu said the project forms part of government's broader strategy to strengthen national water security following the severe drought that affected several parts of the country. Mr. Nzovu has explained that the construction of the dams is aimed at helping communities better withstand the effects of climate change, which continues to disrupt rainfall patterns and water sources. He has further assured members of the public that once construction is completed, communities will begin harvesting water from the dams within the year.
Η ιδέα ότι το
Now, opposition Socialist Party has charged that economic growth and development under the UPND administration are benefiting party leaders rather than ordinary citizens. In an interview, Party Secretary General Dr. Cosmas Mufumali has expressed disappointment that 5 years into the UPND administration, many Zambians are still struggling economically. He has alleged that while UPND leaders continue to benefit, the average Zambian continues to suffer. Dr. Mufumali has since called for urgent attention to the challenges facing citizens across the country.
So the praises and the successes of the UPND are only felt by the UPND leaders. Maybe we're failing to understand what they mean. They may be referring to themselves because they are eating well with their families. They are buying businesses and all that. And then they're imagining that if they are doing well, everyone else should be doing well. Let them be humble. Let them ask the Zambian masses about this issue.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Agriculture expert Dr. Oliver Wulaya says the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, is likely to face similar challenges with delayed payments to farmers in the coming farming season. Dr. Wulaya has told Hot FM News that farmers are expected to produce more maize and other crops next season due to sector programs aimed at boosting productivity. However, he has expressed that FRA still faces financial constraints, which may affect its ability to purchase produce from farmers across the country. Dr. Wulaya has since called on government to establish sustainable financing mechanisms to support the agriculture sector.
To do even much more with favorable rainfall and other precautions, measures the government and also the NGOs have put in place to ensure that farmers are supported, especially integrating their farming activities with climate smart agriculture, we intend to even increase. Is the government able to buy the maize? If you look at the budget that has been attributed to to buying maize through Food Reserve Agency is minimal compared to the money that was allocated to the Food Reserve Agency this year. So meaning we have even a bigger challenge next year in terms of the Food Reserve Agency.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
At least 22 migrants have been killed and 65 others injured after a lorry they were traveling in overturned in Ethiopia's northeastern Afar region, authorities say. A senior Afar official, Mohammed Ali Biedo, said in a statement that about 85 Ethiopian migrants were traveling along the eastern migration route when the lorry overturned in the town of Samara today. Their final destination was unclear, but the route typically runs from Ethiopia through Djibouti, across the Red Sea to Yemen, and onward to Saudi Arabia and other Middle Eastern countries. The BBC has more on other global stories.
The Venezuelan government has intensified its crackdown on political opponents following the removal of President Nicolás Maduro from office, with armed police patrolling the streets of Caracas. In one video, heavily armed troops shout, "Loyal always, traitors never." The Venezuelan opposition leader, Maria Corina Machado, has said the removal from power of Mr. Maduro by U.S. Special Forces is a huge step for freedom. But she said the interim president, Delcy Rodriguez, was one of the main architects of torture, corruption, and narco-trafficking in the Maduro administration. In a strongly worded statement, European leaders have said they will not stop defending the territorial